Oregon sheriffs are offering a warning to their peers. They've grabbed national headlines in recent years for refusing to enforce proposed state and federal gun laws. But as Jonathan Levinson reports, sheriffs in other states could learn from Oregon's experience.
We have this guy here in Oregon that's claiming that the Oregon state government does not have grounds to be operating because they can't provide him with a copy of the 1859 Constitution.
Coos County Sheriff Craig Zanny is in his office fielding an email from a sovereign citizen. Sovereign citizens reject the legitimacy of the state and federal government. All of it. Taxation, currency, the courts, and of course, gun laws.
He sent out a deal to all the sheriffs demanding they all provide their oath of office.
The FBI calls them anti-government extremists. They're small in number, but they're loud and organized, and their ideas have gained traction with politicians. In 2013, 8 Oregon sheriffs sent letters to the Obama administration saying they wouldn't enforce new federal gun laws. Linn County Sheriff Tim Mueller explained his position to local media at the time.
If they won't let me enforce federal immigration laws, how can they expect me to enforce federal gun laws?
Mueller also said he wouldn't allow federal law enforcement to enforce those laws in his county. 2 years later, in 2015, the Oregon legislature passed a bill requiring background checks for private gun sales. Again, Oregon sheriffs dug in. So it was already a well-worn path when this year sheriffs in Washington and Colorado started making similar assertions. The false idea that the sheriff reigns supreme comes from a former Arizona sheriff named Richard Mack. He founded the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association.
Well, the sheriff is the most powerful law enforcement officer in the country. The president of the United States cannot tell your sheriff what to do.
That is at odds with some important parts of the U.S. Constitution, most notably the Supremacy Clause, which lays out that when there's a conflict between federal law and state law, federal law is supreme.
Professor Chris Shortell is an associate professor of political science at Portland State University. He says these sheriffs are right on one narrow point. In a 1997 Supreme Court decision, the court said the federal government can't force state officials to enforce federal laws.
But that doesn't mean that the existence of federal laws can't constrain the actions of state officials.
So if the federal government bans certain kinds of firearms, that law would apply to the states, including all of its counties. And there's no gray area with state laws.
Counties are entirely a construct of states. States create them. States could eliminate them.
A lot of this is politics. Sheriffs have to win elections if they want to keep their jobs. And in rural counties that already have small populations,
a small group of very engaged voters can have an outsized impact.
In 2015, when Oregon sheriffs said they wouldn't enforce that background check bill, that was popular with a lot of voters. But the law doesn't involve sheriffs. In Oregon, if you want to sell a handgun to a friend, you go to a gun store, pay $35 for a background check with the state police, and you're on your way. Unless the gun is stolen or one of you is a felon, the sheriff wouldn't be involved.
And we can pass common sense gun safety measures.
Last November, Democrat Kate Brown won her re-election bid for governor, and Democrats won supermajorities in both houses of the Oregon legislature. While sheriffs in other states were refusing to enforce new laws this winter, a raft of new gun laws were making their way through the Oregon legislature. But this time, Oregon's sheriffs were quiet. Coos County Sheriff Craig Zanny says his constituents are still worried about new gun laws, but he's noticed less vitriol.
I think the militia thing has really dropped off. That became huge when President Obama was first elected.
Gun owners spent 8 years worrying that the Obama administration was coming for their guns. And then no one came for their guns. Oregon State Sheriff's Association Executive Director John Bishop says their old approach didn't work.
Going in and beating heads and saying, you're stupid and we're not going to do this, doesn't work anymore.
He says sheriffs have expertise that can improve legislation, but they have to be in the room to share it. So they tried something new, working more closely with lawmakers. Bishop also talks to his counterparts in other states.
Now, as far as Colorado and Washington, I think they're just sort of a little bit behind us.
He thinks they're going to come to the same realization as well. For Guns in America, I'm Jonathan Levinson.